This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So housing prices yet to come could bring with them some relief. Would that it were so for our layer number two of this morning's inflation news, gas. It is true enough that gas prices were pretty muted last month, up 0.2% in July. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, there may well be more gas pump inflation in the pipeline for August, which would likely show up in the CPI report that comes conveniently right before the Fed's next meeting in September.
If you drive, you've probably noticed gas prices are up significantly over the past month, around 30 cents to $3.82 a gallon on average nationwide.
A lot of the surge was attributed to just the terrible heat we had.
Andrew Gross tracks gas prices at AAA, and he says heat waves in major refining regions this summer slowed production.
Because there are these giant outdoor tank farms full of volatile chemicals, and those things don't like sitting in the sun baking all day long.
Plus, the price of crude oil has risen above $80 a barrel. It was trading below $70 a barrel back in May, when many economists feared the U.S. and Europe were heading into recession, at the same time China was slowing down, and that would likely have caused global energy demand to fall. Instead, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors,
fears of a global recession have attenuated, and that's why oil has bounced back.
Now, over the past few months, U.S. consumers have been getting more upbeat as overall inflation has slowed. But rising gas prices could reverse that, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos.
Gas prices are definitely one of those things people are sensitive to. So they're just always getting squeezed somewhere. Like eggs are cheaper again, but getting to the store to buy them is now more expensive.
And gas prices could have more room to rise as higher crude oil prices feed through from refineries to wholesalers to what we pay at the pump. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.